Many counted us out. They said we could not do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio App. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! In your face!
You're listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory and Ivory Coast Media Production.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory. I'm so glad you could be with us. Today's show is dedicated to the ladies. So let's jump right into it. Today's topic, when bad men happen to good women. One of the age-old questions in life is, why do good girls go for bad boys? I know I wondered that in junior high and high school. It seemed that the loud, obnoxious guys seemed to get all the good-looking girls. Some of those loud, obnoxious guys were jocks, so there's that too. In case you're wondering, I didn't exactly classify as a bad boy when I was in high school. I know some of you thought I was, but I was not. I wasn't a nerd, but I managed to earn my strange and weird cards. It was once explained to me that girls love a sense of adventure because I wanted to know, well, what was the secret to understanding what girls like? What do girls want? And once again, it was explained to me that girls love a sense of adventure and fun. And that is exactly what bad boys could be counted on for back then. Skipping class, cracking jokes on the teachers. They would be outside smoking cigarettes, looking so cool, and selling weed with their wads of money in their pockets, surrounded by cheerleaders, all the good-looking girls, just right there hanging around those guys. And I thought, well, what does it take to get the girls to look? Well, they all went in with the bed. Well, I'm smart. I'm a nice guy. How come they don't want to be with the nice guys? I'm safe. But they didn't want safety. They wanted adventure at that time. I get it now, of course. Anyway, I digress. The downside for the bad boy act is that the high school is only 4 years. And that act gets old soon after graduation is over. A few years down the line, when young women start becoming less interested in adventure and more interested in stability when the realities of adulthood starts to set in. It's never a good day when you're with a grown man who's still acting like a teenage boy. Well, just picture this for a minute. Just a minute. Just humor me. I mean, just humor me for a minute. Ready for responsibility, woman says, Pookie, let's go to the museum. Pookie says, nah, sit back, yo. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this shootout. I don't think that's the kind of guy you want raising your children. However, adulthood doesn't stop women from picking the wrong guy to be in a relationship with. Unfortunately, it happens all the time. You've seen it. Human beings have this ability just to know things. We see things if it's odd and it looks odd to us. Haven't you ever saw a couple walking down the street together and you said to yourself, how in the world did he get her? How in the world? And people say, well, you know, you shouldn't call people ugly. Well, we know what we think is attractive and we know what we don't think is attractive. And not knowing, nobody taught it to us. It's not a trick of society trying to get us to be shallow. Some things just look odd. When you see a guy that's about 4 feet tall walking with a woman that's 5'11", it just looks strange. And you can't help but wonder, how did he do it? Like I said, adulthood doesn't stop women from picking the wrong guy to be in a relationship with. It happens all the time. Why does it happen? It's like I look on social media. I see this kind of stuff all the time. Women complaining on their timelines about the lack of quality men to be found, i.e. a man suitable for marriage. They're ready for the transition from bad boys to good men. I've seen remarks like, Lord, I know these ain't the only men you got. There's got to be more in the back. Well, I guess you do think there's some more in the back if you keep hanging in the places that give you low quality men. That is what you are going to get. Your environment dictates the type of crop you'll be able to pick. Clean up in aisle six. Oh, wait a minute. And then there's the standard all men are dogs post. Trust me, I get it. I'm not saying this to be snide, because it's a reality. This is the quality of men that women are coming across, because some men do act like dogs. That is a truth. Not all men, some men. And some men have not had the proper instruction and, quite frankly, have not been mentored by their fathers or a strong male figure, because that makes a difference in the way that a young man sees the world and the way he deals with the world. And it also affects what's available for women as it relates to relationships with men and what's available in terms of quality relationships. Why do some women consistently get the worst of the batch? You want to know why? Because being alone sucks. It does. It doesn't feel good to be alone. Let's just be honest about it. And I'm not hypercritical. I'm not trying to be hypercritical. I'm going somewhere with all of this, so just bear with me. The reality is, it does suck to be alone, to feel lonely. No one likes feeling lonely. That's an awful feeling. And I understand why a person would be desperate enough to reach out to the first thing they can grab. So it sucks to be lonely. Have you ever been hungry? Not hungry, hungry, with an O, hungry. That's the kind of hunger you have when you're out of money and people to borrow money from. It's kind of like that. So you grab whatever is close, when you can, wherever you can. But that is not good for you. You see, to a hungry woman, a meal of crackers can seem like a gourmet meal if she hadn't eaten in days. She will be licking her fingers like this is the best tasting meal she ever had. And a hot dog becomes filet mignon. For most people, women and men alike, desperation severely clouds our judgment. Desperation makes you anxious. It makes you rush. Most of us know where the road to rushing leads to as it relates to intimate relationships. A whole lot of negative energy, drama, and so much emotional trauma that it often takes months, if not years, to recover from. There's few things in life, I just want to make this note right here. There's few things in life worse than waking up next to a fool. Just mark that down somewhere. Just had to throw it in. We get to do this life one time. No do-overs, no mulligans. Ladies, you have no time to waste with unnecessary drama from a male who refuses to become a man. It's a dangerous thing to date a boy in a man's body. The old saying is true. There are worse things than being alone. And what's the other? I can do bad all by myself. It is true, ladies. You don't need any help doing bad. You can do that by yourself. You don't need anybody helping you to be worse. Relationships, especially intimate relationships, I believe, should be symbiotic. Symbiotic meaning one nourishing the other. A cycle of nourishment. It should not be parasitic. A parasite is a thing that attaches itself to you and extracts from you, but leaves you with nothing of value. You don't need to be in a parasitic relationship. Human beings are social creatures. Yes, we are. There's no doubt about it. But what you don't need, ladies, is a weight on your back as you climb to reach your goals of happiness, success, and fulfillment. You need to choose with great care who you allow into your world, who you will share your intimate self with. Right here is a good place to take a break. So we'll be back after this.
Bethlehem House is a respite for homeless working women. They can stay here for up to a year. When they come, they're kind of disheveled a little bit, but we try and put them back together here. Our goal is for them to save money. It's very important. And clean their credit. Because without good credit, your money is no good. Isn't that amazing? But they stay here for a year and we kind of get them back together and they go on.
So Sam, I heard your grandma say they're donating that car to Charity Motors.
Yeah.
Said they're getting a full fair market tax deduction for it.
I do not know what that means.
It means we get whatever it's worth as a tax deduction right when we donate it.
Nope. Not getting it.
It means we get money for it. So does the charity we pick. And the car goes half off to someone who really needs it.
Dollar bill, Sam. Whoop, whoop. Charity Motors.
Yep.
All right, ladies. I'm just going to go off script for a minute because I want you to understand why I did this particular show when bad men happen to good women. Too often in my life, I have seen over and over and over again women whose dreams go unfulfilled because of the man that they are with. I do not want that to happen to you that are listening. I want you to put yourself first. You have to put yourself first because if you're not taken care of, if your needs go unmet, you can't nourish. You can't be the nourisher, the healer that you're meant to be if you are being suppressed for whatever reason, if you are being mistreated, if you're being abused, if you're in an abusive situation and shouldn't be. You stop loving yourself. You stop caring about yourself. You stop believing that there is a brighter day for you. I'm here to tell you that there is, but you must choose it. You must choose this path. You have to let go of the stinking thinking because of the individual who doesn't have enough self-love to love you. If a man doesn't love himself, he does not have the capacity to love you. So when a man doesn't have the capacity to love you, then you become the object of his pleasure. Because in the absence of purpose, a man will seek to fulfill himself with pleasure. And if he has no money, if he has no resources, then he is very limited to the women that he will have access to. But you need not be a victim regardless to whatever low state that you may be in due to whatever circumstances. You avoid such men like the plague. I don't care how lonely you feel. Loneliness will pass. But you get the wrong person in your life and they can mess up your life for the rest of your life. Is that what you want? Is that what you want your kids to see? You in a relationship, living a life unfulfilled? Is that the lesson that you want to give to them? A lesson that you are less than deserving of a quality life? A life filled with joy and laughter? Say this with me. I'm serious. Say this with me. I am valuable. I am worthy. I am worth it. I am valuable. I am worthy. I am worth it. You deserve to have the things that you desire. You know that it takes work, that it takes effort, that it takes focus. And the kind of relationship that you are in requires that you have the kind of man that is the man of purpose and vision. You don't have time for anything else. A man with a plan. That is not just a cliche. That is a reality. Because a man that doesn't know where he is going is not going to take you anywhere but down. He's only going to subtract from your life. He is not going to add. And all that he does is really for his own benefit because he has no purpose. But every person that doesn't know their purpose has a void in them. And as it is said in science, nature abhors a vacuum. It must be filled. And so the holes in our lives we fill with junk. Junk relationships, junk food, junk people. Then we look at those that are doing well and we call them crooks and we call them all kinds of names and we player hate because we don't have the courage to say yes to ourselves. Ladies, I want you to say yes to you. I want you to say yes to your future. You can endure the pain of this so-called loneliness. You don't have to endure the shame of being in a toxic relationship anymore. You can say no. You can teach people how you will be treated. You don't have to accept abusive language. You don't have to accept abusive behavior. You don't have to take it. And you don't want, if you have children, you don't want them seeing that. You want them to see you being cared for and loved as you deserve. I know that there are issues with men. That'll be another show for me to deal with the issues of men in relationships, but today is for the ladies, because I want you to understand that you're valuable and that you're worth it. I want you to know that you can dry your tears so that you can see your future. I want you to say no to the drama. I want you to say no to the trauma. And I want you to say yes to your future, because you deserve better than what you have. This is Bob Ivory. You're listening to The Spectrum on Bashani Radio App. Back in a minute.
Time to get rid of her, huh?
Yep.
Donating her to Charity Motors?
Yep.
It true that Charity Motors sells their cars at half off to the needy who can't otherwise afford a car?
Yep.
With a full fair market value tax deduction the moment you donate it, even before they sell her?
Yep.
What are you going to do with that big tax deduction?
He wants beautiful earrings.
Yep.
Charity Motors.
Yep.
Any state of vulnerability, a person is susceptible to choose, make decisions that they wouldn't normally make if they're in a peak state. If all things are going well, if things are going your way, and that's what you need to consider if you're thinking about relationships. When all things being equal, you make decisions differently than when you feel rejected and you are emotionally drained. If you are emotionally drained, you need to understand that that's not a good time to be making quick decisions, and especially jumping into a relationship, because what we try to do often is we try to fill this void that's left. Especially if you just had a breakup or a divorce, you have a need to fill that void. But just take your time and step back. Step back and pause and breathe. And recognize that there's worse things than being alone. Because being with somebody that's simply trying to manipulate or abuse the relationship or take advantage of you, because that's not something that you will see, especially if they know how to say a few of the right words at the right time. It's just like a person that has no place to stay. Ladies, and you've heard about this, you know about this, and you might even be in this situation yourself. All of a sudden, this individual is so interested in you. It's tax season, and all of a sudden they're interested. They're so in love with you now. They want to be with you, just the nicest person on earth. You don't need that kind of drama in your life. Just recognize it for what it is and just let it go. Here's a few tips to help you get the relationship you want and not the relationship you tolerate, just so you won't have to feel lonely. All right, number one, revisit your goals and dreams for the life you used to dream about. Revisit your goals and dreams for the life you used to dream about. Number two, stop looking thirsty. You'll attract more of the kind of guys that you just got rid of. Number three, rediscover yourself. List your good qualities and your bad qualities. Some of your bad ones may be keeping you from a good man. I think when we all look inside ourselves, we all know the areas that we need improvement in. And if you don't know what those areas are, just stop and think about what people have said to you in the past that you didn't feel was positive. But I think deep down inside, there's a voice that tells us, you know what, we can do better in that area. Whatever that is for you, you can improve those bad qualities and make yourself more attractive. And I'm not talking about physically. I'm talking about your character. A good man cares about a woman's character. All right. Number four, keep learning new things. That way, when you meet someone that meets your criteria, you'll have interesting things to talk about. So keep learning new things. Number five, ask for God's help in those moments when loneliness is getting the best of you. Once again, number five, ask for God's help in those moments when loneliness is getting the best of you. Number six, cultivate your existing friendships. Reconnect with old friends. Cultivate your existing relationships. Reconnect with old friends. Number seven, write a book about your life, including your past relationships. If you start writing a book, odds are in your favor that you won't have much time to feel lonely. Well, that is about it for today. And I once again thank you for joining me on the Spectrum with Bob Ivory. I want you to have a fantastic day on purpose. Reach out to me on Instagram at Bobby Ray Ivory Jr. on Instagram. Also, you can reach me on Facebook, Bobby Ray Ivory Jr. on Facebook. You can reach me on my business website, ivorycoastmedia.com. Or you can reach out to me by phone, 248-494-2536. I want you to go out there and have a fantastic day on purpose. And I mean that. Be well, my friends.
Your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends, and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.